opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host once again. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors out there in the North State who keep us on the air. You know who you are. You're listening to KCNR 1460. Today is Sunday, December 28th, 2014. We've only got a couple more days before we're into 2015. Wow, I'm here.
That could be a little scary, what's coming this next year.
That would be my sister, Linda, who's in the studio here with me.
Good morning.
And also we have Bob Martin, our trusted producer and soundboard operator and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
We're streaming worldwide. Go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that is KCNR1460.com or 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived, and you can friend me at Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night, except this Monday. It's the first time in 5 years. There hasn't been a Monday meeting. So when is the New Year's Eve?
That'd be Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday, huh? Oh, I was thinking it'd be sooner. Today's the 28th, so 29th, 30th, 31st.
The 31st is Wednesday, and then Thursday we have 2015.
Very good. Yeah. So
our seventh consecutive scariest year yet.
Seems like it just gets worse and worse, doesn't it? With no end in sight, and you know, people. I just keep hearing this recovery garbage on TV, and it just slays me. You know, it's like, really, you know, I mean, how many different ways can you spin it? You know, we got better economic data here, but the overall picture, the whole thing is tanking, you know, it's ridiculous. Anyway, tea parties every Monday night, you know, except this Monday, limited responsibility. No, that's not it. Oh, that's the other guys.
Yep. Oops. Oopsie.
Limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. Also, you've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind with Red Smith. Yeah. And Saturday at 8 p.m. Is no longer available. That's all Sunday now.
Yep.
And so,
or 8 a.m. for that matter.
8 a.m., yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm still haven't had my coffee yet here. I'm
a little bit too much holiday cheer or what? What's going on over there?
I gave up drinking except for on Christmas Eve. Anyway,
you get a free pass.
I get a free pass. The quote of the day: a man often becomes what he believes himself to be. If I keep on saying to myself that I cannot do a certain thing, it is possible that I may end up really becoming incapable of doing it. On the contrary, if I have the belief that I can do it, I shall surely acquire the capacity to do it, even if I may not have it from the beginning. That's Mahatma Gandhi.
Yeah.
And I think that so applies right now to people out there.
Across the board, young or old, that's for sure.
You guys need to start believing. You need to start believing you can do it, and that one man does make a difference, and there are things out there that you can get involved in to start reversing the trends here.
There's so many different things that you can get involved in and different ways to make an impact. You don't have to be the one necessarily getting up there and speaking out in front of everybody.
It's true. Or you can
work your way up there, like some of us have done.
Or you can be Eeyore. I knew this was going to happen.
Exactly. You know, I mean, there's just so much that's going on, and you can play a piece somewhere. Yeah. You know what? There's always something that can be done somewhere.
Get involved.
Yeah.
So, with that, do we have any veterans?
Actually,
events?
On the veterans home front, it's pretty quiet. I know we have stuff coming up, you know, like in February and stuff. But right now, everything's pretty quiet for the holidays, I think. We're, like I say, well, you know, Parsons Elementary School will be doing their program in February. But if I announce it too soon, people forget. So next week I'll start bringing that out in the forefront. But that's a great program over at Parsons School, so remember that.
Very good. So we're expecting our guest, Dick Wright, to come in at 9:30.
Yes, he is.
He's going to be down here in the studio?
Yeah, he's coming in, right. And we're going to be talking about carbs. Speaking of the new year, there's a couple things I don't know if everybody is aware of what's coming in 2015 with taxes and fuel and, you know, like Red was saying, there's all kinds of stuff going on, you know?
Yeah, they're out of control down there in Sacramento, and basically they want to take over. And anybody who doesn't see that is absolutely either a part of it or is too busy out there playing in the sand.
Right. And like I said, you know, you can get involved anywhere. I attended a meeting this last week or so. It has to do with property owners. And you'd be surprised the different laws that are coming down for property owners with rental properties and stuff that kind of ties in with the water issues and things like that. You know, houses built before 1994 have to be have all their plumbing brought up to date, well, starting in 15.
The Caldys down in Sacramento, they don't care about the peons. You
right.
Know? What they care about is power, and people have to realize this is what our government was set up on, was to limit the power, because they knew that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and if men were angels, you wouldn't need to bind them down with the chains of a constitution. And it looks like we have a lot of heathenist, self-serving, I got to be kind here some way, because if I said what I really wanted to say, they'd probably, Bob would beat me.
Well, yeah, he'd be on the red button over there, big time.
Yeah, the, you know, I mean, the SOB thing, I guess I can say, can I say SOB, Bob?
I guess you just did.
Yes.
Yeah.
He wasn't running for the button or anything. I guess SOB and crap right. were good.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
As far as I'm concerned, you can
pretty much let it go.
Say what SOB stands for.
I think that's how you get to the legislature. They say, what's your campaign's you know, platform? I'm an SOB. And you're in.
Come join the club. We want you.
Boy. Well, you dumb down the population, and you make sure that nobody has representation in the rural areas. You make sure that everybody's dependent on the government for everything. And then, you know, and that's why a lot of people think government is good. You know, it's, government's great. Look what they do. Oh, they give out welfare and they redistribute from those evil rich guys and the earned income credits and blah, 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 blah. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. Except what people are starting to realize is the evil rich guys is us. And they're, you know, they're just taking from
Yeah, who's
us.
Defining evil rich?
Well, that's for anybody making over 80 grand now. You know,
yeah.
I mean.
If that, you know.
Yeah, and so everybody just becomes subservient to the government, and they get to, you know, economically oppress everybody. I'm going to bring in next week. I'm going to try to remember to bring in one of the first lines in the California tax code that actually addresses the fact that there's a fine line between government implementation and oppression. You know, and, you know, between freedom and oppression. And where do you cross the line into oppression? I think we're way past it. It's just people have been too busy and we're working and the devaluation of the currency. And pretty soon, guess what? You wake up one day and you go, wow, the economy doesn't listen anymore.
Yeah. I don't think they realize how much power we've allowed to go to the other side, so to speak, in that, you know, that they can either push the button or pull the plug or, you know, chain us down.
That's why we have the media here, because the media is about reporting and about, you know, telling people the truth, not just slanting the facts to the point where it's all, you know, based on the government being good. Government is good. You know, really? It's ridiculous. I guess we have a caller on the line here, and it's...
I guess it's Paul? Well, hold on.
Nevada.
From Nevada. Paul, are you there?
Paul in Nevada.
I am, yes.
Good morning. How are you?
I am thinking about independence.
Very good.
Good.
Very good. Wow, we're getting callers from Novato now. It seems like the movement of freedom is starting to trickle south, or maybe that's just an illusion we'd like to think ourselves to be involved in.
Yes, yes. Well, I have this idea. I saw a house that had 100 solar panels on it, and it generates surplus energy, and the idea is you then sell it to all your neighbors, like within 50 yards of 100 yards of your house. So you set up like a private grid thing.
Oh. And, like Atlas Shrugged, huh?
Yeah. And they designed these houses on purpose this way. Hmm. I was in Germany this summer, and they built all these. They built 300,000 of these houses in Germany. Designed to, of course, they don't have much solar over there.
Well, do you think that, but, you know, that's, the, I love what you're saying. I mean, it sounds great. I mean, the fact that the marketplace would be catering to people becoming independent of the grid and government overreach, but is that a practicality in California with all of the rules and regulations?
Oh, very much so, because it's already happening.
Oh.
There are so many people off the grid in California. We have over 1 million houses in California off the grid already.
Sweet. That's nice to know.
That's awesome.
Solar panels are everywhere. And you can do this stuff because I don't know if you know how Steve Jobs invented the Apple Computer Company.
I understand some of it. I don't think I understand all the fine details.
The one thing that got him into it was he built a blue box. And the blue box allowed him to make telephone calls anywhere in the country. Back in those days, when you opened a box of Captain Crunch Cracker Jacks, there was a little plastic whistle in it. And having done this, you stand in a phone booth with this whistle and blow it, and it would open up the circuit so you could make free phone calls anywhere. So the idea now is we have the technology now to be independent off the grid with solar panels. And solar panel prices are so cheap that if you build a house with 100 solar panels on it, you generate four times as much energy as you need, and you can sell it to your neighbors. So you're not only independent off the grid, but you're making money selling it to your neighbors, and you can set up a private grid.
Well, that sounds like a real good plan. If the, my only suspicion is that you know when the sun goes down, there's a problem there, and I understand batteries, and I have solar, so don't get me wrong here. But you know, my concern there is that that doesn't provide all the power needs.
Well, here's the way you get around that problem: the new electric car battery in a Prius will power your house for 4 days.
Nice.
So you can store enough electricity in a car battery, in an electric car battery or a hybrid car battery, that especially if your neighbors have these things, so that you're feeding not only the lights for the house, but you're charging the car battery up. And that way you develop this whole little grid network of people with solar houses and electric cars, and you're totally off the grid 24 hours a day that way.
Well, I think sounds like a very good plan. I mean, anything, you know, because a lot of people, they go to the electric cars, and if you're not getting clean energy, you know, through solar or something, they're almost as bad as the gasoline because, you know, they're coal-fired plants that they'd be using to generate the electricity across the board. This sounds a very, I hate to say it, green. I like to say blue. But
any other color but green. But
well, it's just like smart meter.
Yeah, exactly.
I think of money myself. I think of money when I think of green. I think it's a way to make money.
That's a good
point. In Germany, there are people over there. I met a farmer who was making $500 a month selling his surplus energy onto the grid.
I think that's awesome.
He had every barn covered with solar, and he was chuckling about it, how much money he's making.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. That's awesome.
So if somebody was interested, where would they go to find more information on this, Paul?
Well, there's several places you could go. I have a YouTube site up on it. It's my name, Paul 8 Kangas, the number 8, the figure 8, and my last name, K-A-N-G-A-S. And also, look up the name of the town in Germany that's doing this. There's this whole town that took itself off the grid in Germany, they simply, it's called Schoenau. It's spelled like shoe, S-C-H-O-E-N-A-U. Schoenau, Germany. I hope I spelled that correctly. But they were the first city to do this in Germany. And it's just, I was there last summer, and it's this small little town, and they took themselves off the grid. They just, they supply their, they have a windmill also. So they have wind and solar together.
Well, I think anything that gets us independent and self-reliant is a good thing. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, if you're conservative, you don't approve of any of this alternative stuff, and it's just absolute balderdash, because what I want is self-reliant, independent, free people, you know, with liberty for everybody, not the top-down models that we've been getting.
Yeah, so I would like the options of what's out there available for me and me be able to choose what I want.
I think it's a great deal. We'll do some investigative reporting on this, Paul, and we'll come back with a segment in the next week or two.
Yeah, it's the technology is here. It's just that people don't. They think when they think of solar, they think it's expensive. I don't see it as expensive. I see it as a way to make money.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Very good. Well, we appreciate your call, Paul. And hey, don't feel free to call back.
Yeah,
will do. Thanks
for the information.
Very good.
We enjoy it.
Okay, let's see. I guess we got to go to
good
a break
here, and so. Then I guess our. Be back with our guest. He's in the studio. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media.
I'll go find a network won't treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would just like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The bobtail drivers are busy delivering kerosene in the mountains, so give Danny a call and get on the delivery list. Johnny's been installing a lot of Toyo heaters, which are also great Christmas presents, so give him a call for a free estimate. Beth and Sherry have been doing a lot of pay-forward accounts, which really helps out this time of year. Robin has Clear Pearl at the Corning plant now for all the portable heaters. Joe up in Weaverville has Clear and Red Carol on card lock 24/7. So wherever you are, give us a call. When it comes to keeping people warm for the winter, nobody does it better than Northern Lights Energy. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. Fly over the world and mission. Be the babies who don't have enough to eat.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, that's appropriate. I want to fly like an eagle.
The children have no shoes on their feet.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
We're getting close to that, folks, if we don't watch it here.
Oh, it's going to happen, I think. In fact, I think it's got to happen. I think that you have to have a complete collapse of the economy, before people are finally going to say, you know something? We're not really recovering anymore. You know, I'm so sick of these guys, these pundits in the news media talking about recovery. How stupid do they think everybody is? Well, I guess a lot of them out there are pretty stupid, because all you got to do is look at some of the economic indicators out there. The Baltic Dry Index, you know, look at oil prices dropping. Oh, that's a good sign. No, not really.
But the media didn't say that it was going to affect me individually. Hey, now it is.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's why I think this thing has to absolutely tank before people are going to stop believing the lies. And it's not everybody, but it's about 50% of the country believes the mainstream lies. And so, you know, I'll give you an example of, I got to get this out there. U.S. Mint Silver Eagles, clear winner in 2014. Now, how does the price of silver go down by half or better when it's record sales, okay, unless the market is being manipulated?
I was going to say, it depends on who's controlling the market there, how that operates.
The U.S. Mint was, and we've been running on empty for a while on supplies. The U.S. Mint sold 43,950,500 silver eagles for a record for 2014, and the price went down. Unbelievable. You know, and so the government is pulling out all stops to keep the economy in. Why are people buying silver eagles? Why are people buying gold? Because a lot of people realize what's going on, and they're putting their money into a safe haven because they understand that the economy is collapsing.
Right.
And if it hasn't collapsed totally yet, but it's not that far away.
Well, what do you have to lose? You'll still have value in the silver or gold.
Well, what
no matter what happens here.
The thing is this, that the dollar looks like it's going up, but that's compared to all the other currencies in the world that are being completely diluted, especially out of the Bank of Japan. Everybody's printing money with no stoppage, but there's going to be a reckoning here, and at some point in time, the dollar's going to tank as well. How about the Christmas shopping out there? Did everybody enjoy spending all their money on
and getting not really anything? say you had $500 in your pocket, you know, a few years ago, $500, man, you had a trunk full of gifts.
Pretty good, decent Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, now $500.
This year it's like, huh, you open the truck and you go, where's the gifts? You know what I mean? It's like, dang.
There you go. So with that, let's introduce our guest today. We've got Dick right here, and he's with the Shasta Coordination Committee. And I guess that's the official title.
Well, that's the official title. Actually, Shasta County Coordination Committee, but we're not affiliated per se with the county. It's just that we represent folks, all the folks in the county, and we wanted to be inclusive in our name. But, yeah, that's close enough.
Very
all
good.
Right,
very
there
good.
We go.
We're going to talk about CARB. I just pulled up an article here. It said, did the Saudi – and this, where's this coming from? This is coming from oilprice.com. Did the Saudis and U.S. collude in dropping oil prices to punish the Russian economy? They could. We would never do anything like that, would we?
No.
Excuse me.
That would never happen.
So it just goes to show you. But let's get back to CARB, and we're going to talk about that later. But there is an article in the Shasta Lantern, and I thought I just had it in front of me, but where did it go? I'll have to pull it back up. I must have closed it out on accident. Oh, here it is. Gas rationing. This was talked about in the last segment. Gas rationing begins January 1st of 2015, and this kind of feathers into where we're going with the CARB.
Yes.
The California Air Resources Board is requiring gasoline and diesel refiners and importers to have permits to in order to sell fuel rather than imposing the that obligation on retail fuel purchasers. As a result, the statewide rationing system is invisible to most systems. Their free market right to buy gasoline is being replaced with a bureaucratic central planning regime, the purpose of which is to reduce the overall supply of conventional fuel legally usable in California. Adding insult to industry, California is collecting billions of dollars in illegal taxes through the fuel rationing cap and trade program. Excuse me, I have a tickle in my throat here. And by auctioning all of the fuel permits to the highest bidders. The Pacific Legal Foundation is challenging these billions in illegal fuel taxes in the California Court of Appeals. The California legislature never approved them, and the state constitution would prohibit them if the legislator had, which kind of feathers into what we're talking about. These guys just do stuff, and there's no elected people there. They're not passing laws. They're just implementing executive fiat, basically, at the state level.
That's exactly right. CARB is run by a board of 12 folks appointed by the governor. Not elected by anyone. They had a broad mandate back when AB 32 passed, which was to basically a carte blanche to create any regulations they wanted to achieve goals that they defined.
But these are good guys, aren't they? I mean, They just, the California Air Resources Board, that sounds like a great bunch of guys.
Yeah, they really care about the air we're breathing, right?
Obviously. Air quality is number one, and, they're going to do everything in their power to ensure that we have it. Unfortunately,
excuse me.
the science behind some of these decisions and these regulations are promulgated on just doesn't support the direction that CARB is going. Unfortunately, it's very hard in court to challenge scientific evidence. Courts are very reluctant to determine between
professionals
two different views of
scientific.
They're not there to judge the science.
But you can get anybody to say anything, quite frankly. I mean,
well,
it depends on who's getting paid, you
right?
Know. Yeah,
right. And from the national EPA down to CARB, which is our state agency, opposing points of view on the science are somehow never quite allowed into the mix when determining these regulations.
So it really doesn't matter if the science that's being presented is bad science at this point, does it?
No, not to them it doesn't. And unfortunately, both the state and federal legislatures are reluctant to stand in the way. They like what these agencies are doing. They truly value the control they're creating over the economy and the individual
people.
And the individual citizens.
You got to pull up the organ music, Bob. But I mean, really, you know, the real deal is that this is an unelected bureaucratic agency that's pretty much implementing, you know, Agenda 21, right? Is that what we're talking about here? I mean, I hate to even say that without the organ music.
I know. I know. But it's absolutely true. Agenda 21 is the backbone of all of these actions. Yes.
But it's true. Agenda 21.
Yes. And it's many folks are reluctant to even utter the words Agenda 21
right, because
in polite company because you sound
like a nut job.
Some kind of conspiracy kook.
But it is an actual signed treaty from Kyoto in the early 90s.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's real. The transcript that was produced of the UN hearing where this was passed is readily available on
the
UN website.
I went on and found it, that they actually implemented it, said it was Agenda 21 in Santa Cruz, California, in their documents in their city government.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, the old argument from the local schmo press that no longer exists or no longer is, he got left. He went over to somebody's campaign, but was that, you might have Agenda 21, but they're not implementing it. You know, it's not law. They don't have to follow it. But wait a minute. What if they are following it?
Right, right.
Because we're asleep and not paying attention.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like a bunch of nutty stuff, but the real deal is that it's basically a regional takeover on the government from our resources, isn't it?
Yeah, we see it in all levels from the smallest local level. On up to the national level. There's a great movement that's unfortunately being pretty successful of creating regional governments, which really don't answer to the individual citizen anymore. I mean, you can't vote for the folks that are part of this plan. But in San Francisco Bay Area, there is an agency called the ABAG, Association of Bay Area Governments. It's several counties in the Bay Area that have decided to act unilaterally and act as a group to enforce and implement regulations that they feel are necessary to accomplish the goals that they want to accomplish. And there's no entity there for an individual to approach or sue or it's crazy. And the same is happening with the control of water in the state of California. There are regional water agencies all over the state now that consist of, you know, usually several counties each, and together they are determining what's happening with water and water rights in those areas. And again, this is without input from the individual voter or citizen.
I guess at the end of the day, excuse me, at the end of the day, you've got a non-electable or non-elected agency governing our resources with no accountability to the people locally or statewise or federally.
That's true. That's true. Very true.
So I'm looking at the website here for ICLEI, which is ICLEI, Local Governments for Sustainability. And boy, I'll tell you what, they make everything sound great, don't they?
No.
Green, sustainability, it's smart.
Makes you try to almost feel warm and cozy with it.
Yeah, but the real deal is that you're giving up all your rights to an unelected body who doesn't necessarily have your best interest in mind for the local community, because if they don't even care about your input, then what do they care about?
Exactly. Exactly. And one of the overarching tenets of Agenda 21 is to basically move the population to large urban centers, get people out of the central part of the U.S. and farm country, and turn that land basically back to nature and to the animals, and make it illegal for humans to inhabit that area.
I think that sounds so far-fetched. It's unbelievable.
I know.
It really does. But I would suggest that everybody go look this stuff up. You know, and then my first question when I hear that is always, what are you going to eat? Mm-hmm. Really? I mean,
it's going to be like the Jetsons. You push the button and out pops your dinner.
Yeah, except, you know, it's not going to be non-GMO.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Who's going to be farming is going to be the big, huge corporations that the left-wing guys that want all the sustainability and smart growth and all this stuff. Those are the guys that are going to be producing your food because there's going to be no small farmers left to do it.
Right.
You know? So what's happening here is that the big government agencies and these non-government agencies, are working in collusion with each other to take over. And what they've done is they've worked the left against the right, the gays against the straights, the blacks against the whites. It's all the politics of division because there's some good stuff on the left about sustainability and solar and who doesn't want clean air and that so forth. And on the right, we want less government. What they've done though is they keep dividing everybody on these issues so that who is in control is these government and non-government agencies over the resources.
Right. That's true. That's true.
So.
And people don't even know. A lot of the people don't even know, and that's why I wanted to bring Dick in. They don't even know what's going on because we don't have a say. We're not plugged into this, so there's no way that we know what's coming in 2015.
Shouldn't we just trust these guys? I mean, really, shouldn't we just trust them? I mean,
we have been trusting them.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
So what have we been getting? I mean, we've got these agendas and these, my thing is it's always a hidden agenda. Anytime someone's hiding something from you that they don't want you to know, I find that offensive because if this was all good and it was all great, why wouldn't this be on the 6 o'clock news talking about ICLEI and the Agenda 21
right.
being implemented in our counties and taken over from the local governments into this regional governments that keep make sure that our water's all flowing good? How's that working out there this last summer in the drought in the San Joaquin Valley?
Yeah. One of the ways that ICLEI and what it stands for is getting implemented is that at the local level, your county and city planning department, the folks in the planning departments across the country have bought into these ICLEI guidelines. They've been trained on how to implement them, what they mean. It's being done at a very grassroots level, and as such, again, it's sort of off the radar to most folks until they go into their local planning department and, attempt to get a permit to build a house or something. And then all of a sudden they're faced with, these enormous fees and uh-huh. restrictions and things that we just, wouldn't even have dreamt of 30 years ago.
Well, and that's, putting monitors on your well, metering on your well, controlling your groundwater. The whole nine. So it just doesn't look good. I noticed you've got an article here that says Clean Power Plan is unconstitutional. This is for the Wall Street Journal.
This was pointed out to me yesterday or mentioned, and I looked up this very, very interesting story. Lawrence Tribe is a very renowned constitutional scholar in the U.S. He's one of the premier constitutional scholars in the country. He's a professor at Harvard, and he claims to have taught the very first environmental class in the country at the college level. He's also
the old saying, you go to Harvard and turn left.
Right. He's also a staunch liberal, which doesn't make him a bad person. But it's very interesting. Supposedly, President Obama took an environmental class from Lawrence Tribe at Harvard, and
the class that nobody ever saw him in.
Well, possibly, but Tribe has come out and published an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal just a few days ago, decrying the EPA's actions in trying to regulate the coal industry. He feels that this is absolutely an unconstitutional move. Congress denied them the legislation to do this, and they are thumbing their nose at the Constitution and implementing these coal regulations at will. And he as much as he is an environmentalist, Mr. Tribe, he absolutely states that this is a supremely unconstitutional move by the EPA.
That's the problem, is that if you're not careful in this process, and we're starting to discover with the left as well as the right, they're starting to realize that you're losing your freedom through these things. And, you know, everybody wants clean air. Everybody wants all this stuff. But at the cost of what?
Exactly.
You know, right. we can implement this stuff without losing our freedom. That's the problem, is that we end up losing our freedom by the regulatory process through these non-government agencies.
Right. Right.
Okay. I think with that, we'll go to a break and then we'll come back. I'm not sure. We might have a caller on the line and we'll go from there. If you have any questions or comments, call in at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Redding chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Merry Christmas from Redding Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use, and remember never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Redding Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2014 and wishes you and your family a prosperous new year.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta spring water drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta spring water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips. So, drops, you've got what it takes. So, be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta spring water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Crossbearers is a free veteran support group for Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. Still dealing with PTSD? Still feeling misunderstood? Missing the camaraderie? Issues with VA paperwork? These are just a few of the issues we can talk about in our group. Crossbearers meets every Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Neighborhood Church in Redding. For more information, contact Rob Garcia at 530-221-5683. Crossbearers, a group for veterans, run by veterans.
Join the conversation in our chat room.
KCNR1460.com.
We're back. Yeah, and it don't come easy. That's for
it's not getting any easier out there either, folks.
Bat down the hatches. 2015 is going to be a wild ride.
And, buckle up, Spanky. Here we go.
I'll tell you what, when you're looking across the board at the headlines, it doesn't look good. I just have to interject a couple things here. Excuse me. This comes from Club Orlov. And this was published, on December 23rd. Are Americans prepared for a Soviet-style collapse? Probably not, especially if you're depending on the government for everything. If you're depending on the government for your Social Security checks, for your welfare, for your food stamps, you know, for your subsidies, your earned income credits, we're up to like more than half the country is completely dependent on the government for a lot of stuff. And so, gee, that's not any kind of sway over the population as far as the voting blocks is.
Yeah, no control there.
And with that,
I think we have a caller online. Todd from Crescent Mills, are you there?
Where's Crescent Mills at?
Hello.
Hello, Todd. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Crescent Mills is, we got a bad line, I think. It's cracking a lot, but Crescent Mills is in Plumas County.
Oh, I see.
Oh, sweet.
Crescent Mills is basically dead center in the middle of Plumas County. So anyhow, I heard you talking about.
Todd, do you want to call us right back and see if we can get a better line here?
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, just give us a call right back.
Excuse me. And I need a throat lozenge here to this morning for some reason. Anyway, you know, we're talking about all this dependency on the government, and Todd's calling right back. And we were just talking about the professor, too, as well, from Harvard. And the fact is that he's even saying this is unconstitutional, these things and these steps that they're taking on the environment, because maybe everybody should start worrying about their own freedom.
Well, yeah, I think the lies is getting right in their face.
Yeah, it's just to the point of absolute stupidity. And when I start seeing the articles, are we ready for a Soviet-style collapse? You know, you pair that in with this. Well, that's exactly what happened in the Soviet Union. It got so overregulated to the point where you couldn't do business anymore, and the government took over everything after they killed a bunch of people. You know, let's hope we don't go through that process. But, you know, Khrushchev said that we would fall like a ripe fruit into their hands. And, you know, the people that want to stick their head in the sand on all this stuff, you're going to be involved whether you like it or not. You need to wake up and you need to get involved with this stuff because it's not going to go away and it is going to affect you directly and things are not getting better.
Well, yeah, just like the guy before about the solar. If we don't get on board, like with this CARB, right, Dick? I mean,
yes,
they're going to be controlling that, too.
Exactly. Well, one way that folks can get involved and can make a huge difference, the primary activity of the Shasta County Coordination Committee right now is organizing a hearing, which is going to be held here in Redding very shortly, to present testimony from scientists that have an opposing point of view on the CARB regulations and the science that they were promulgated on. And also, we have already interviewed and videoed several people that have been harmed by the CARB rules that require diesel particulate filters be retrofitted on older trucks, and the devastating effect that whole plan is going to have on not just the trucking industry, but individual citizens, because the cost of freight is going to rise for everyone. And everything that we use in our daily lives at some point was transported on a truck.
Yeah, it's going to be a real problem. I think we have Todd back on the line here. Todd, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, very good. Much clearer and less crackly. Good morning, Todd. How's it going? Mm-hmm. What do you say? Who do you say? What do you do?
Well, I heard you talking about Agenda 21, and of course, here in Plumas County, we just finished the update of our general plan, which is littered with Agenda 21 language in it. And through my work, trying to figure out how does this happen in a county, a rural community like this, where it's a one-size-fit-all plan, it doesn't work for rural America. I discovered that money, how the federal government is implementing Agenda 21 into these rural communities is through their Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD. They send out a notice of funding availability every year for grants, and the counties through their plan, through their community development commissions, go after that money for low income housing, food programs, a whole host of things that this notice of funding availability through HUD. It covers. Well, in that, you will find in the notice of funding availability is the acceptance of this what's called a strategic planning. And in that strategic planning, 2015 is sustainable communities. And it lays out Agenda 21 exactly what the counties are accepting by accepting that money.
So there's always strings attached to the money, and like you say, even if you haven't got the law implemented, it's actually being implemented de facto.
Yeah. Well, the our Community Development Commission, the person who was heading it up, and those Community Development Commissions are right before the Board of Supervisors. The Board of Supervisors sits on the Community Development Commission, plus a couple public are on there too. Directly before the Board of Supervisors meeting is the Community Development Commission. Well, the person who's heading up that, the director of the Community Development Commission here, of course, he resigns. He retires after I pointed out that this county has already fully accepted Agenda 21. And matter of fact, one of the Board of Supervisors said, we had a resolution up there to ban Agenda 21 from this county, and she said that we've already implemented Agenda 21 into this. We've already accepted it through transportation agreements, transportation planning, a whole host of community or county departments have already started to implement it. Because there's so many strings and so much money in, tied up into accepting this money from the federal government.
Well, that's what we have to do. The state and local municipalities have got to stop accepting these funds and refuse these funds. And then the Board of Supervisors need to be unelected and get some people in there who understand what's going on and reverse the process. I mean, am I right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like there in Redding, you guys are having the same problem as here in Plumas County with your Board of Supervisors.
And, yes.
Hopefully,
yes.
We've had some change. We had a change starts on the 1st, a new supervisor getting in there, and hopefully we'll start to see some change. But
We've got to do here as well, because basically the government agencies are the ones that got our won the last election at the city, and if we're not careful, that's what's going to happen on the next election. So, but I feel sorry for the people that are working for the city, the county, the state, all these government agencies, because they're so dependent on them for their paycheck. What they don't realize is at the end of the day, they're going to lose just as much, if not a lot more than everybody else when this thing finally collapses.
Thank you for calling in, Todd. We appreciate it. Feel free to call back. anytime. Okay. I believe that we're going to go to a hard break here in the news. And then when we come back, we have David from San Francisco that we'll have on the line. And he has a question or comment for us. So, again, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Yeah, don't let me step all over you either.
All right, we'll be back with hour number two of Sovereign Minds right after news at the top of the hour here on KCNR Shasta Redding. Stay tuned.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. New York City's police commissioner didn't like officers turning their backs on the mayor as he spoke Saturday at the funeral of one of two cops murdered last weekend.
I certainly don't support that action yesterday. I think it was very inappropriate at that event.
Commissioner William Bratton on CBS TV's Face the Nation program. Can the police and Mayor Bill de Blasio get along?
I think it's probably a rift that is going to go on for a while longer. However, we will be making efforts to sit down and talk with the union leaders in particular to deal with their issues.
The funeral, attended by 20,000 police, some from all across the nation, was for Officer Rafael Ramos. Aircraft and ships have spent several hours today searching the Java Sea, but still no sign of Air Asia Flight 8501. It disappeared more than 12 hours ago with 162 people on board. In his last communication with air traffic control, officials say the pilot, quote, asked to avoid clouds by turning left and ascending to 34,000 feet. The weather in the area apparently was not good. Several Midwestern GOP governors are building credentials for 2016.
With the 2016 presidential field expected to take shape in the new year, four governors and their policies could wind up in the national campaign picture. Scott Walker of Wisconsin, Mike Pence of Indiana, Rick Snyder of Michigan, and John Kasich of Ohio were all elected after Republicans began taking political control of the middle of the country back in 2010. They have championed conservative policies, and should any of these governors join the race for the White House, their state records would become their chief qualification for higher office. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
U.S. and NATO officials bid a formal goodbye to Afghanistan today, the 13-year mission officially ending. This is SRN News.
Nearly 1 million men, women, and children have fled their Iraqi homes because of the brutal violence of ISIS terrorists. Many of these families are living in hot, dire conditions with little food, water, or shelter. International Christian Relief Organization Samaritan's Purse is working in northern Iraq and is providing food, water, clothing, and shelter. To donate, visit samaritanspurse.org or call 800-789-2979.
I'm Ken Isaacs with Samaritan's Purse. The situation in Iraq is critical and we need your help. We have deployed a disaster assistance response team and are working with our Christian partners in northern Iraq to reduce the suffering in this area.
You can make a difference. To donate, call 800-789-2979 or visit SamaritansPurse.org. Samaritan's Purse is working in northern Iraq. Visit SamaritansPurse.org or call 800-789-2979. SamaritansPurse.org.
The president of Germany's central bank is questioning the need for the European Central Bank to embark on a new bond-buying program when the continent is being, quote, gifted a stimulus program by low oil prices. The ECB is considering whether and how to offer more stimulus for the sluggish Eurozone economy, perhaps in the form of large-scale purchase of government bonds, not a popular idea these days in Germany. Libya's foreign minister and the internationally recognized government says extremist groups are escalating their attacks in his country, including a renewed push to control oil resources. He's calling for concerted international efforts to stem the flow of money and weapons to those rebels. Fighting has erupted around Libya's largest oil terminal in Sidra, which is currently under the control of anti-Islamist militiamen allied with the internationally recognized government. It followed an announcement from the rival Tripoli-based government in mid-December to liberate Sidra. This is SRN News. A 24-year-old police officer in Arizona is dead after a shootout in Flagstaff.
Police say Officer Tyler Stewart died after he was shot by a suspect in a domestic violence case. According to police, the 28-year-old man fired several shots at the officer before fatally shooting himself. Stewart had worked at the department for less than a year. Gordon Griffin, SRN News.
Today is Sunday, December 28th, the 362nd day of 2014. There are just three full days left in the old year. On this date in history, in 1612, Italian astronomer Galileo observed the planet Neptune, but mistook it for a star. On this date in 1944, the musical On the Town, with music by Leonard Bernstein and book and lyrics by Betty Comden and Adolph Green, opened on Broadway. And in 1945, on this date, Congress officially recognized the Pledge of Allegiance. More details on these and other stories at srnnews.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, yep, home of the Free Fire Community Radio for the North State and the western part of the USA, it seems like these days, and growing bigger and better every week, it seems like. We have a caller on the line.
I think he's waiting
for him to call back.
Yeah, David will be calling back in from San Francisco. Meanwhile, maybe we can start getting out a little bit about what you wanted to talk about, Dick, about the truck tax.
Very good.
I guess maybe.
Yeah, great. I appreciate that. Well, there's several things going on with CARB. But as I mentioned before the break, the thing that we are concentrating on currently are the trying to do something to roll back or at least stop in place the diesel particulate filter regulations that are required. Just briefly, because it's hard to follow this, and if you're not in the trucking industry, you may not even be aware of what's happened. But CARB passed some regulations back in 2010 and 11 requiring highway trucks, in other words, the big 18-wheelers we see up and down I-5 all the time, to meet certain clean air regulations. And if a truck was manufactured starting in 2008 or newer, these filters were being incorporated by the manufacturers into new trucks. But any rigs between 2006, actually, and 1996 that want to remain on the road are required by CARB in California to retrofit what's called the diesel particulate filter. And these filters trap supposedly the pollutants, the solids that are in the diesel emissions. And the filters are extremely expensive. There are a lot of single owner operators that make their livelihood from their trucks, and these filters can run from $15,000 to $22,000, wow, roughly, in cost to have installed. They are absolutely not trouble-free, as CARB likes to maintain. We have seen a rash of, and I need to preface this because I can't categorically say that the filters are causing these fires, but you may have noticed that there have been a lot of truck fires in the news recently. They don't get national coverage, but in local coverage in the Bay Area, there have been several. And these, when you see pictures of these trucks on fire, it's the cab of the truck is just an absolute inferno fireball. And these filters operate at roughly 2,000 degrees internally, and they do not do well. A truck idling in traffic is is in has a real problem because these filters were meant to be run at highway speed consistently and constantly, and idling causes the filters to plug up, which can cause them at some point to catch on fire. So that's just one of the issues. But the primary thing is we're looking at this from the economic and the human environment in California and how it's affected by these truckers either not being able to afford these retrofits and going having to go out of business or move out of state. Any trucks operating in the state, whether they're headquartered in California or not, are required to meet these regulations.
Okay. And with that, we have David from San Francisco back on the line. Are you there, David?
Oh, sure am. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How
almost,
are you?
Yeah. Merry, yeah, Merry yeah. Christmas and almost a Happy New Year.
There you go. And Yalda. Don't forget Yalda.
Yeah.
You know, I was I wanted to kind of piggyback on the fellow that had called regarding solar, but it's interesting as I hear, was that your guest there talking about the truck fires? Right after, you remember, was it like 2-3 months ago, they had the students that were going up to, I think they were going to Eureka and
right.
the flaming
the
truck across
truck?
The highway.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
And I called up a trucking show right after that and asked about that. And I'm trying to think what he had described. It had to do with cheap parts and that these trucking companies are, you know, when the trucking companies get so big that they buy fleets of trucks, they have basically their purchasing agents are skinflints, and they, you know, if I remember right, was that a UPS truck or a
FedEx? I think it was UPS, but it might have been FedEx.
I think it was FedEx.
Was
yeah.
it FedEx?
Yeah, it was a FedEx so. Truck, yes.
Yeah, and so it had to do with these guys basically buying, you know, what is it, aftermarket parts that were faulty, and there was something he was describing about the flaming, I think there was some sort of a bubble or something that happens, and the whole engine overheats, and it's happening on a general rule, but it had to do with cheap parts and these big corporations getting so big that they can't even manage their trucks anymore.
Well,
and so I that may have been a factor in these ongoing fires.
David, the filters that are required on these trucks that are available in California all have to be certified by CARB. They have to meet certain guidelines to be able to be sold. So CARB is maintaining this attitude also that these fires can be traced to either poor maintenance on the vehicle or you know, not keeping up with the maintenance or a bad turbocharger or they're pointing the finger everywhere else except at these filters that they're requiring. And again, it's very difficult, almost impossible for us to get the full accident reports from the CHP or from the highway safety folks, you know, as to a cause of these fires. If there's insurance involved, obviously they don't want that information out there. So it's difficult, and I hesitate to.
Yeah, well, that gets into the whole thing about if they're selling shoddy parts, but they've got no regulators to find out what they are, then they're allowing shoddy parts to continue to be sold.
that's correct.
You know, that's putting us all at risk.
That's correct. And what's even scarier is that every school bus in the state of California
sure.
is required to meet these regulations. There have been 3 school bus fires in the last 90 days or so,
wow.
2 of which had children on board. Fortunately, no one's been hurt. And again, I cannot categorically say that these fires were the result of these retrofitted filters. But it just seems to me that there's been a definite spike in fires. I mean, I don't recall in the last 10 years, you know, unless it was an accident, you just don't hear about a big rig catching fire and just totally
buses.
Burning up, or a school bus.
Yeah.
You know, they're maintained so well that, you know, this is just very rare. And
yeah, well, that gets into the real reason I called, and that was colony economics. And whether it's the colony economics of some big corporation that says that they're always right and that that the local regulators have got to stand in line to get some justice. Regarding solar, there's a double whammy with being stuck with the monopolies of the current power company. One is that you have to pay, you have to get electricity from one source. They got a monopoly.
Correct.
And if you put in solar, they will not pay you to overproduce. If they do pay you, they only pay you in credits. Here
yes.
in California,
yes.
you do not get cash for what you overproduce in your solar. You're only going to get a credit, and you may only get it one time a year. And if you overproduce, if I remember right, they'll only give that, they'll stretch that credit out 2 years. But if you overproduce the next year, then you're getting, credits in the future, but you never get cash.
Right.
And so the idea that if you put solar on your property, if you dedicate it straight to your water heater, say, for example, or if you've got a farm and you dedicate it to your pumps, you're going to get your guaranteed use out of it. And then any other overproduction is after you get the full use. So you're reducing your bill as soon as you hook it up to your pumps first or your, hot water heater or whatever hogs the most, and then take, deal with any kind of credits afterward. So you will, but it gets into that able to escape the colony economics where the monopoly is going to suck the money straight to PG&E or I'm not sure who you've got up there. And,
yeah.
You have PG&E?
PG&E.
Yeah, we have PG&E.
Sure. And those guys, I don't know, had you all kept up on the scandal involving the California PUC was being run by a guy who was the former president of Southern California Edison. And
yes.
when PG&E blew up that town, south of San Francisco, San Bruno, they had it was thousands of emails between the PUC chairman, and he was trying to, basically he was trying to fraud evidence. And he only resigned a couple of weeks ago rather than get prosecuted. I mean, that guy should be in prison.
Right.
They blew up this town, section of town. That's a high-dollar zip code down in there. And to have a pipe explode, apparently they ran this pipe through an old landfill. And you know how a landfill will just settle out, right?
Sure.
And so in the course of 50 years, this old pipe was sinking and sagging and leaking. And they didn't inspect it. They took money. For every year, they took money aside. They got tax breaks to inspect it, and they never inspected it. And so this Michael Peavy was the head of the PUC, and he allowed them. In fact, the scam is that the city of San Bruno was going to sue him for so much, and he allowed them to write that off on their taxes, basically. Because he gave them a rate increase on, as he's going out the door, he gives them a rate increase of about 2.5-fold what they were going to pay in penalty.
Well, I think there's a bunch of them up there in Sacramento and Washington and a few other places we need to round up and probably put in jail.
Exactly.
Listen, we have another caller on the line.
Sure,
we appreciate you calling in, Dave.
Thank you for calling in, David.
And we got Matt on the line, and he wants to respond. Are you there, Matt? Hello, Matt? Are you there? We must have lost Matt.
Oh, are we ready?
Sounds like we just lost Matt here. He got tired of waiting, but Matt, feel free to call back.
Well, there you go. He wanted to respond anyway. I didn't mean to cut Dave off, but I thought we had another caller. So let's continue going down this carb stuff. I guess we got to go to a break. We never have enough time.
Unfortunately, we got to go to a break, and then we'll pick up on the other side about these truckers and their filters and carb and everything else.
And we'll talk about the Stand and Fight Club as well.
Right, and hopefully Matt will call back in. The number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Heartless.
Optometrist Dr. Christy Davis provides expert eye care for the whole family. Using the latest technology in eye care and with the help of a friendly and knowledgeable staff, Dr. Davis provides personalized and comprehensive eye care to patients of all ages. Dr. Davis also provides an extensive selection of custom and designer frames to fit any budget. Her helpful frame stylist can find the perfect pair of frames for you. Your eyes deserve the best care. See the difference with Dr. Christy Davis. Call 530-222-7271 and make an appointment with Dr. Davis today. Again, that's 530-222-7271. Or visit us online at davisod.com.
Happy holidays! Holiday season is among us. What to get family, friends, neighbors, or coworkers? Well, check out Tobacco & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco & Brew has a variety of wine, cigars, assorted coffees and teas, and other goodies. If you're searching for those under $20 gifts, Tobacco & Brew has just received a shipment of armored wallets priced at just $9.99. Be smart. Be protected from identity theft with an armored wallet. Great stocking stuffer. Also new at Tobacco & Brew in the largest walk-in humidor, Headley Grange. Fort Kicks, J.D. Howard Reserve, and Super Ligero, all top-rated by Cigar Aficionado. While you're there, get your coffee by the pound. Holiday favorites, pumpkin spice, s'mores, and the special of the month, Sally's Strawberry Mocha, 16 ounces for just $3.50. It's all at Tobacco & Brew.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
A man I know just came from Nashville, Tennessee, oh. He smiled because I did not understand. He held out some moonshine whiskey, oh, he said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find a door.
That's for all you guys out there on the eve of the new year. I don't do it no more.
Okay? I don't have to worry about it no more.
I had a glass of wine on Christmas, okay?
We've had our share, though. Over the years, well, we've had our share. There was a time
when I was a professional.
We'll leave that alone.
Not anymore. So, did we get our caller back yet?
Not yet.
Oh, never mind then.
530-605-4567 is our number, by the way.
So let's talk about Fred Kelly Grant and the Stand and Fight Club Inc. There's a website, the Stand and Fight Club Inc. There's two websites, the Stand and Fight Club, but you want to make sure that you get to the Stand and Fight Club Inc. because that's the website.
Correct. Correct. So, Fred Kelly Grant is the legal mind behind the action that our coordination committee is taking against CARB. Fred is nationally known for actually being the first attorney in the country many years ago to use a provision written into the original National Environmental Policy Act that requires agencies, at that time federal, but it's since been expanded, basically to coordinate with local governments, anything from a city, county, state government, Indian tribe, recognized Indian tribes, when the agency is in the even beginning the planning stage of an action that's going to have an effect on that local area. And our position that we can prove easily is that CARB neglected their obligation to coordinate with, in our case, the city of Redding. And we intend to have a federal court remind them of their obligation and go back to the table to discuss these regulations. It sounds, I know, a little far-fetched, but this coordination clause has been used roughly just Fred Kelly Grant has used it approximately 120 times. He has never lost an action in court because this is a failure to follow policy. And that's an area that courts will immediately feel good, a comfortable ruling on. They don't like intervening in science, deciding an opinion between two opposing views. But if procedure is not followed, that's something that they are very stern about. And it's an area that environmentalists have used for years to get as far as they have with the Endangered Species Act and thing, where they bring folks into court for not following particular procedures. So the Stand and Fight Club, Inc. is a website where you'll find information about these actions, not just the CARB action, but there's another big action in Chesapeake Bay that Fred Kelly Grant's involved in, where the EPA wants to shut down all commercial fishing in Chesapeake Bay. And they have prevailed twice in court so far, and that's an ongoing action. But I would urge you, if you feel at all compelled to help, to click on the support button at the Stand and Fight Club, Inc. .com website. There you can make a contribution to our fight. The costs we have basically are to hold this hearing that is scheduled, like I said, in Reading. Tentatively, right now it's scheduled toward the end of February. We may have to move that deadline up. We'll be making that decision tomorrow. But we have to bring either electronically or in person folks in to present testimony. And the testimony from this hearing will go to immediately to the House Science Committee and also the Senate Resources Committee. And we will urge them, we're going to be urging them to implement language in the next funding bill, whatever it is, doesn't have to be the budget, but any funding bill to prevent EPA from utilizing any funds to implement any further policy on these particular rules.
So basically, you've got to invoke the coordination. I'm trying to remember the statute.
Correct.
And so the coordination statute in the United States Code is basically that the agencies, before they can implement anything, have to cooperate with or coordinate.
And the goal, as it's spelled out in the legislation, is that they are required to coordinate and reach consistency with local agencies in regard to any ruling that they are intending to implement that may affect the local economy, the local social structure, the mores, the traditions of the area. It doesn't mean that the local agency gets to tell them what to do, but it does mean that the agencies cannot come in and just run roughshod over the local economy or closing forest roads that belong to the public. Or,
well, in other words, coordination means at the federal level in the definitions that both parties are equal, one not above the other.
Correct.
So that they have to agree upon the implementation of the policy process
in order
to move forward.
And even though it seems like it's late in the game because these rules are already out there, coordination can be invoked at any point in the process. And the procedure is it's a government-to-government meeting or a series of meetings where, again, the two sides hammer out the details and come to a consistent decision that is binding on both parties.
What happened in Reading? Why didn't we get – is that – I mean, from the city council and before, I thought coordination was invoked before. And but what happened?
It was, and it's still in effect. And as of right now, it is the city of Reading who will – is the agency that will be invoking coordination and will be represented along with some folks at the state level at this hearing that we're holding.
Okay, I see. So it didn't now they won the battle on you guys won the battle on the roads, right?
Correct, correct. Shasta Trinity National Forest, I believe, still is the only national forest in the country where every single road remains open to the public. We have no closed roads in the forest, and this is not true nationwide. Thousands and thousands of miles of roads have been closed or decommissioned and are no longer available to public use.
And that is a process that each community at the level, the county level, has to get involved in order to stop the federal overreach.
Correct. That's correct.
So that's why people need to get involved in this stuff, is because, you know, the founding fathers basically gave us a government at the local level that overrides everything else, but the people have to get involved right. in order to have that happen.
Right. And we have to right. start at the local level.
Correct.
We have to start and work our way up, and people don't realize that. We can't make a difference up at the federal level
right.
yet
and
until we...
Until you could take back the local
yeah,
communities. That's why we've
exactly.
got to get people who are pro-Constitution and pro-liberty as opposed to pro-self-serving and, smoke and mirrors the community. I can think of a few local guys yeah. that don't really care about the community. They care about getting voted back in. And that seems to be the overriding concern, and getting federal money, you know, to.
Well, yeah, they think that that's the only way that they can keep going on and doing what we need in our county is to get the monies from the feds, and there is other ways.
Excuse me.
Yes.
We just have to stand up and mm-hmm. say, no, we don't want your money, and go ahead
right.
and
right.
do what we need to do.
This action that we are bringing about with this hearing, when we are successful, will actually affect the entire state. It's not just the agency sponsoring this particular hearing.
So, a lot of the other counties you think will jump on board
yes,
with this?
Yes.
Yeah, because then it'll be basically a precedence
mm-hmm.
against the CAR board.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's what needs to happen. These guys are totally out of control. And, I mean, one of the guys on there, you know, was actually fired, I believe, or, you know, had a credential. I'm trying to remember the whole story where one of them that was on the board of CARB board, had basically falsified the fact that he had a degree in
excuse me. Alleged scientist that actually wrote the these rules for the diesel particulate filters, and turned out that he actually had a mail order PhD degree. And,
oops.
And he's back on the board, though, isn't he?
No, he's not on the board. He's still employed with CARB.
Still employed.
Yes.
And this is the science that they're basing this on that can't be challenged, mm-hmm. is the guy who didn't really mm-hmm. have a degree in science that actually made up the science, and that's what they're basing this whole thing on.
Correct. Correct.
Well, I mean,
you can't make this stuff up.
That story repeats at the federal EPA, where the person that originally came up with the idea of lowering the particulate size, what they call the 2.5 particulate rules. It used to be 10, and this guy decided, the EPA could get what they want if they just lowered this limit. So he wrote a paper recommending that. This is the guy that, if you heard in the news, that didn't show up for work for 2 years. It claimed he was a CIA agent working for the CIA and actually is sitting in federal prison as a guest of the government now. But he's the guy that came up with this diesel 2.5 particulate size that all of this science is based on. And it's not
but
bad.
you can't challenge the science.
Right.
I mean, how
yeah.
much – really? So all the environmental guys out there, you think that that's the answer to the problem here, is to have bad science on this stuff? Well, it's going to backfire at some point, I would assume.
Well, I would hope so. A lot of folks are going to get a wake-up call when the price of gasoline starts rising because of these cap-and-trade greenhouse gas that's going to take effect here.
Well, and that's going to affect everything. I mean, not just the gasoline price is going to go up, but everything across the board, food, supplies, hardware,
right.
everything.
Right.
Was
everything
there.
You need to live. Is going to go
well
up.
With the devaluation of the dollar, you're looking at when a loaf of bread hits $15-$20, is that going to be a problem out there?
Quick question from a concerned motorist here, Dick. In your opinion, how much is gas going to go up after January 1st? I've heard anywhere from 13 to 75 cents a gallon.
Well, that's sort of the range that seems to be the consensus figure. Everything I've heard says that initially it'll be in the 12 to 15 or 17 cent range, but that within 5 years, it will go as high as 70, 75 cents a gallon. And again, this is a fee basically being passed on by the producers and distributors for having to buy at auction these carbon credits that allow them to operate under this new cap and trade regulation.
Well, which is going to cause some shortages because they're not handing out these permits to everybody.
Yeah, they're cutting back on the number of permits, which is going to raise the auction price of the permit. So if a producer has to spend a huge amount of money for a permit just to stay in business, who do you think is going to pay that cost? It's going to get passed on to the consumer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
if they even stay in the game.
You know, what's the price of gas in Europe? I mean, I'm going to Google that and see what it has to say, because the last time I checked, it was like $9 a gallon in Europe. And so that's the kind of price increase that we're really talking about at some point.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
You know, is not, you know, we're not talking about $2.75 a gallon or $3.75 a gallon. We're going to be talking about $6, $7, $8 a gallon or better.
And the good news is everyone can be comforted knowing that the money raised from this scheme is already been earmarked by the state legislature to backfill the budget for the governor's high-speed bullet train.
Ah.
Now, you yeah. won't see that in writing anywhere, but that was confirmed to a member of our committee by someone in the state legislature. And so it's not going to fix roads or, you know, actually.
So, again, they lie and tell us that they care about us, but they really don't, and they have a hidden agenda. Yeah. And with that, we have a caller on the line, Jimmy from Reading. Do you have a question or comment this morning?
Yeah, I have a comment. I was listening to your show intermittently, and I don't know if you've gone over this yet, but you were saying that, like, big semi-trucks are, you know, obligated to do this CARB program, and also there's other vehicles that are too, such as in my line of work, we have to use a crane, you know, a big boom crane, and one of the local guys here, he had to retrofit his truck, and this is a company that only has two people working for it, and he has two trucks, so he had to spend, it was something like $60,000 or something.
Oh, my word.
To retrofit this truck that was basically a good truck. And the strange thing is what he told me is that he gets less gas mileage now because of this.
That's correct, Jimmy. We're hearing that from truckers all across the state.
Okay, I didn't know if you went. I might have missed it. So I just wanted to throw that out there, and I'm enjoying your show.
No, thanks.
All right, well, thank you for calling in, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
I was just looking at some of the gas prices in Europe. I mean, in Norway, it's like $10 a gallon. And, you know, I'm not getting necessarily spot on price here, but, you know, that's the kind of thing that we're going to be looking forward
right.
to down
and
the road.
And Norway is a huge producer of crude oil.
Well, and that, you know what, that ought to tell
that
you.
That ought to tell you something right there, you know?
You know, that's why they ride bicycles.
Well, right. I was wondering, right. about, like with our caller, Jimmy calling in, you said that with the trucks catching fire, of course, they're not breathing right. Of course, your gas mileage is going to decrease anytime
Correct.
That you don't have good airflow
yeah. yeah.
and your engines are heating up.
Right.
You're going to burn more fuel.
Yeah, the unintended consequences of these filters, even the new trucks coming off the production lines that have the filters incorporated in the design, which at least makes it a little better situation. These trucks are not going to have the engine life that truckers have for, you know, last 50, 80 years.
Right.
Truckers have planned on putting, you know, 4 or 5 million miles on some of these trucks.
Right.
And, you know, with an engine rebuild, you just keep going. The engines now, they're finding they're getting less than 1 million miles out of these engines. Before, the engines are just toast. They can't even be rebuilt at that point. So the huge trucking fleets actually see this as an opportunity. They turn their fleets over every 3 to 4 years, regardless of the mileage. They they can afford to do that, and that's what they've always done.
Yeah, but the little guy, the owner-operator, can't.
Exactly. And I can't tell you how many vehicle trucks have been auctioned out of state now because they're illegal now in California. They can't be retrofitted. They're either too old or they don't meet some other requirements. And they're going for literally pennies on the dollar, and it's just so sad. We've talked to truckers that have moved out of state because they just can't do business.
Yeah, we have a client in Wyoming that does trucking, and I talk to him pretty regularly. But anyway, he won't even come near California because he drives an older truck. He's an older gentleman.
Yeah.
There's no way he can afford to do it.
Well, and that itself is going to drive up costs because now how do you now you've got to unload and reload to ship to get the stuff into California from one transfer to the next.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I know a couple people. They've told me they just don't even want to come near California. California is becoming a pariah for business because you know it's going to be to the point where you know, gee, you know, at what point in time does the economy get so bad for these people that it no longer is able to function? In a free market that produces goods and services at a level that people can afford.
Right, exactly. And we're already seeing increased freight costs trickle into everything.
Everything.
That's not just inflation with the currency. It's it's cost of moving goods is increasing and will continue to.
Right. I know we're going to be losing you. So once again, if people are interested in helping out or getting involved, where do they need to go and who to get a hold of?
Please go to the Stand and Fight Club, Inc. And the word and is spelled out. Just standandfightclubinc.com and check out the information there. And as I said, we would absolutely encourage you to click on the support button and, $10, $15, $25 would help tremendously in helping us fight this.
And then what about locally? Can they get in contact with you or somebody locally to get involved? And how would they do that?
Right. You can reach me at the Shasta County Coordination at gmail.com.
Okay.
And or if you want to call me, you can call me at 275-8862.
All right. And then you're usually at Monday night at the tea party,
correct,
too.
Yes.
Except not this Monday.
Right.
So, but starting January 5th, you're usually there on Monday night. So if somebody wants to come and talk with you, they can do it there.
Sure. Love to talk to folks and give you some more information. It's a very large subject, and we just scratched the surface here.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming in.
Yeah,
Dick,
we do.
Thanks for inviting me.
You bet. We'll have you back sometime soon and get updates and let us know when exactly on the court date.
Will do. Thanks.
All right.
So
thank you.
I guess with that, we're going to go to a short break here, and then we'll be back for the last segment.
All right. Again, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
There's ringing in my ears, and no one to relate to, save the sea. Who can I believe in? I'm kneeling on the floor. There has to be a force. Who do I call? The stars around me shining, but all I really want to love, oh, oh.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. On this Christmas Day, we wish you the very best of the season and the happiest of holidays. From 6 to 9 a.m., we will be featuring Christmas music on KCNR. On Friday, a best-of encore presentation of Free Fire Radio. Back live on Monday. Meanwhile, on behalf of everyone here at KCNR 1460, a very Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is United States Navy Captain John Brigelli, forward deployed with the U.S. 7th Fleet in Yokosuka, Japan, and proudly serving in the Asia-Pacific area of operations. I want to wish my family and friends in Red Bluff, California, happy holidays. Thank you for your support, and thanks to all Americans who back the U.S. Navy.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as a certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
California dreaming.
Well, I don't know. You know, back when they wrote that song, L.A. was a whole different perspective than what you're thinking now.
Might be a bad dream, but it's a dream nonetheless.
I was dreaming of leaving California.
No, a lot of people are. A lot of people have had enough. A lot of people have moved out of California, and their businesses are moving out. Yeah, this is going to end real ugly. And, you know, the idea that government is the answer here is not the answer. People being involved is the answer to take control of the government and get it back to what it was supposed to be, you know, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Yeah, we could be very prosperous. Right now in Northern California, we have a lot of resources, a lot of things that could help us out.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
Right now we have self-serving government at all levels. Go ahead, Bob.
Like trees, for example.
Yeah, those funny things that are out there on the mountain.
Yeah, I talked to one environmental guy. He was so whacked out. He was talking about how there's no trees left.
Really?
And
where did you meet this gentleman?
I mean, if you're in the middle of L.A., I get it. You don't see any trees. You think there's none left. You know, I'm living out in the middle of a forest, and I'm looking around at the hills going, what? And so on top of it, he's a carpenter.
Oh, wow.
So I guess the fact that you're going to put yourself out of business so you don't have any trees left to cut to, do carpentry, don't you see a problem?
Are you going to go to all still,
yeah,
studs or what?
There's plenty of trees. You know, yeah. It's just like the article in the Lantern about the the owls, you know, I mean, you know, basically they are using all this phony science so that they can't use trees that have already been burnt down to harvest them and for timber and wood. It's just insane. They're
wasting. Are those guys with the other guy that Dick was talking about that's in prison that they're using the scientific information from?
When you look at across the board, what they're basically doing is they are taking our economy and turning it into mush for the purposes of a centralized total overtake and government control, the top-down model, the redistribution. Yep. It's communism. I mean, that's what our president, the commander in chief is all about. He's not about, you know, taking care of all you little guys, you know. No, what happens is the little guys suffer the most and the guys at the top consolidate the power into some kind of a power structure where they rule everything. And this has been going on for eons. You know, you got the slaves, the nobles and the serfs and, I'm sorry, the slaves, the nobles and the king, and the serfs just do all the work. And so we've changed them. No, we're not called slaves or serfs anymore. We're called, you know, the little people. And that's just what is going on. I mean, it really is. And people need to wake up. This is not speculation. This is reality. And, you know, so you got to get involved.
Yeah. So once again, you got to get plugged in. And what better way than to start locally? We know that we have to start locally.
And people got to quit worrying about their own self-interest and start worrying about the interest of the country, you know, of the people, of the children and their grandchildren. I mean,
yeah, how much do you really care? What are you willing to give up to keep our freedom and our liberty?
You look at the local government here and they're getting paid so much that they're not just getting a good paycheck. You know, you look at the top-down Starman guys and the Duvernays, they're getting rich. They're not just making money, they're getting wealthy. There's a difference between working down at the county for a good wage. It used to be you went there because you could have a job security. Now these guys are there making megabucks. You know, Starman's making $1,000 a day between salary and benefits.
Wow.
Think about that for a second. $1,000 a day. How many of you people out there are don't even have enough food on the table at the end of the month?
Yeah, and their attitude is that that's the only way we can get competent help is to pay them large sums of money. And how's that working for you for the city of Reading? I'm just saying, you know.
With that kind of help, who needs help?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and all these secret deals, and you got the land deal, and you know, it's just out of control at every level. And basically, the people who are working in that system are getting paid well in general, and so you're being bribed out of your freedom.
Well, like Dick was talking last time, you know, this CARB court case can make a difference for the whole state. People say, oh, well, what's one person, what's thing? That's where you start. That's going to make a difference for the whole state.
I agree.
You know? So
well, with that,
there is a big difference.
I want to read this. This is from Club Orlov, and this is Club Orlov blogspot.com. Are Americans prepared for a Soviet-style collapse? And basically, I believe that is what we're heading for. We're heading for a Soviet-style collapse if we keep going in this direction. If the social and financial structure around you collapse tomorrow, as it did it for many people in the fall of the Soviet Union, are you prepared to survive and even prosper? Well, the question is, how many people out there are prepared for that much of an economic collapse? Because that's what the end of this is. At the end of the day, you know, the crisis thing of what is it? Let no crisis go unwasted type thing. I mean, we've been hearing that for a long time. They're creating a crisis, the banking system in collusion with our government. And then what are we going to get out of it? Well, out of the ruins of a lot of these crises comes a totalitarian government that controls everything and everyone. Look around the world. And I guess if you live under that regime for 100 years, you don't even know the difference.
I don't want to find out.
Well,
I haven't lived under it for we're close, but
we're
I don't want to do it.
Anyway, Dmitry, the guy who wrote this article, this is from the Club Orlov. I can't get his last name. Here's Dmitry. Dmitry left Russia with his family in 1976 and settled in the Boston area to pursue education in computer science and linguistics. Along the way, Dmitry realized he was trapped in a traditional America pursuing a career. He was working day and night to make money to pay for his car and city condo and all the trappings of success. He needed a car and a condo and all the trappings of the business to keep making money. The same vicious cycle most of the Americans face every day. Well, Dmitry gave it all up for a life on a sailboat full of travel and freedom. In the interview, he passed along some of the questions, as well as, you know, as you probably know, you follow this blog spot. Dimitri's interested in perspective, the whole lifestyle, and survival dialogue. In this interview, Dimitri shares his thoughts on why he believes that Russian citizens were far better prepared for a collapse than the typical American citizen. His logic is sound and definitely makes you question, what would my family do in a collapse if faced with no lights, no water, no flushing toilet, no trash removal, no gas at the gas pumps, no government services, and no public transportation. Think about that for a second. If we had a collapse like that, you know, how prepared are we for that out there?
Well, for most, not very much.
It's pretty scary because, you know, the Russian people, you know, they already had gardens, and they already lived a pretty rough lifestyle. They were much more resilient and accustomed and to not depend on many of the government subsidies. So when it did collapse over there, they were a lot more prepared than we are, I believe, in order for us to bounce back. So that's a question that we need to look at ourselves.
Like earlier in the chat room, we had somebody say, you know, a lot of the people believe that our food comes from the stores.
It doesn't?
Yeah. Just that's the only place you can ever, you know, just, you know.
Well, I think we're headed for for trouble here, and people better wake up and see that, you know, the information you're getting, and they're starting to come out a little better in the news, but we're getting fed pablum at the local levels. I mean, they don't do any investigative reporting on anything unless they're forced to. I noticed they started coming out a little bit with the city and a few other things lately, but it's only because the pressure's on.
Yes, and we have to keep the pressure on. I want to bring that up, you know, that we have to keep the pressure on locally now that these things are coming out. This isn't the time to back up, people, and take a couple steps back. We need to move forward
forward. We need to hit the new year, hit the ground running.
Yes, we do.
You know, just another thing here, you know, the Europeans want their gold back, and that's why it's bad for the euro. I'm looking at Market Watch. People don't realize what's going on in the world because of our local media and our national news is not touching any of this stuff. You know, everybody thinks gold is an archaic metal that has no use in the monetary system. But what they don't understand is it's been the premier currency for 5 or 10,000 years. And just because Nixon in the last 50 years cut us off the gold standard doesn't mean that the American dollar holds power.
Well, if there's nothing to it, why is China and everybody running to buy it and get physical?
Well, why are these European countries asking for their gold back from the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England? Now, there was a special on TV. Yeah.
There you go, Bob.
All right. Bob's been over there waiting. I looked for the Hochstetter video, but I couldn't find it.
That's a hard one to locate.
It is. We'll work on it. But the real deal is that the people in other countries are starting to understand. You take a country like Germany, who had a hyperinflation, they understand that if you don't have any backing on the currency,
right,
that it's a bad deal if the government gets out of control with spending. Now, what we've got coming is that trend going to continue? Is our national debt going to impoverish us? It is. And so, this archaic metal that nobody seems to want is being chewed up by all the other countries in the world except America. And on this special that they had on the TV, I would highly recommend, it was on the America's Book of Secrets called The Gold Conspiracy. It showed how that the Federal Reserve had been working in collusion with JP Morgan Chase, possibly. And we're not even sure if we have any gold because of these gold swaps and these gold leases. They've basically been leasing the gold out, you know, hundreds of times over. And now that these other countries are asking for their gold back to get their country stable.
Happens when they all call for it at the same time?
Well, what happens if there's none there to get?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, and China's been eating it up like nobody's business in a lot of direct means and indirect means. So at the end of the day, what does this all mean? It means that we could possibly be in for a Soviet-style collapse here if we're not careful, because the powers that be in Washington can't seem to stop spending money on either side of the aisle. The Congress won't hold the president in check. They just passed this huge spending bill.
That's what they always say. Well, we had to.
Well, they had to prevent the collapse from happening today. See, the collapse is coming, but they want to keep shoveling it out and making it bigger and bigger and bigger is where this collapse is headed. So that's my fear. Am I crazy? Is it not going to happen?
Well, it's kind of funny. I just got a call yesterday from somebody in the community about being prepared for some type of disaster. And they were talking about not necessarily earthquake or anything like that. They said, we need to get together and put on a class to get people more prepared.
See, a lot of people want the feel-good answers of, oh, it's all going to be better. It can't happen in the United States. But what they don't want to hear the reality of economics and markets and free markets of that if you keep doing the same thing, you're not going to get a different result. And the same thing is that we have stacked up so much debt and they haven't stopped spending that the collapse of the currency is imminent. And if we don't wise up to that fact, we're going to be in real trouble across the board. And we're already in real trouble across the board, quite frankly.
Pretty much.
You people better get yourselves up and start figuring out how to be a little more self-reliant and get some people voted into office and start getting involved in these things like the CARB to reverse the trend so that we become self-reliant as opposed to relying on these big top-down centralized government things that never seem to help us at the local in the community.
Yeah, let's be proactive, not reactive.
All right, so well, there you have it. How much time we got left, Bob? We're going to hear the music here pretty soon, I'm assuming.
About 30 seconds.
Okay, don't forget, tomorrow there is no meeting at Destiny Fellowship.
You were born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And this is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. And have a wonderful week.
Stay tuned for All In on KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. New York City's top cop says it was wrong for officers to turn their backs on the mayor as he spoke at an officer's funeral yesterday.
That funeral was held to honor Officer Ramos and to bring politics, issues into that event, I think was very inappropriate.
Police Commissioner William Breton on CBS TV, he says Mayor Bill de Blasio supports the cops and the two sides will eventually get along. Rafael Ramos was one of two police officers murdered a week ago in Brooklyn. Darkness has forced the suspension of search operations in the Java Sea, where its feared AirAsia jet 8501 crashed early this morning with 162 people on board. It was going from Indonesia to Singapore, and the pilot had asked for a new flight plan to avoid bad weather.
If you get an aircraft that undergoes what we call a high-altitude fly-up,